earth, and sky.
The most important thing to know about the Earth's ice sheets is that they are changing, that they are responding to climate change.
You're listening to Dr. Jay Zwali, project scientist on NASA's ICESat mission. Since 2003, ICESat has used lasers to precisely measure the thickness of ice near Earth's poles. Zwali said that over the past decade, Greenland's ice sheet has lost more ice than it's gained. He said it's losing more than 150 gigatons of ice every year.
One way to think about how much 150 gigatons is, if you had earth movers that carried 150 tons each, it would take 2,000 of them each minute to dump the excess ice into the ocean.
Dr. Zwali also spoke of sea level rise.
The amount of sea level rise currently is about 3 to 4 millimeters per year. So even if there is no additional climate warming, sea level will continue at the same rate and rise about 16 inches over the next 100 years.
The lasers that monitored ice thickness on ICESat stopped working in 2009. An airborne campaign called Operation Ice Bridge is currently bridging the gap in observations until the launch of the ICESat 2 satellite in 2015. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.